From charades to pin the tail on the donkey, party games can make for a relaxed and genial atmosphere. Some party games, anyway. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on a different sort of game, one that makes people anxious, suspicious, and accusatory. It's called Mafia. The game is a popular staple on college campuses.
Trivial Pursuit, this is not. You don't need cards, a board game, dice, or any special equipment to play Mafia. All you need is about a dozen people who aren't afraid of confrontation.
You are Mafia! You are Mafia, and I hope you kill me first and kill him second.
As one player at a recent Mafia party in Washington, D.C. said, when you play Mafia, you're either in or you're out. It's really more Survivor than Sopranos. Here's how it works. People at a party play inhabitants of a village. One sits out as a moderator, and a couple of the villagers are actually Mafia. The game begins with night, when the villagers close their eyes. The mafiosi choose someone to kill, and then the moderator announces daybreak.
And everybody open your eyes, and Kevin is dead.
That's when things heat up. The villagers vote on who they think is in the Mafia, and execute that person. Each player suspects everyone else. People fight for their own lives and defend others. Things are generally civil to begin with.
I think the person who spoke first is probably most likely
but,
to be Mafia.
But remember who said that.
And they quickly become intense.
Ryan, they were right the last time, but like this round, like this is the opportunity for Mike to set me up!
Some universities, Princeton and Harvard, for example, have long established Mafia clubs. But Mafia has recently garnered attention as a game that adults are playing.
I've come out of games kind of trembling with catharsis of emotion.
Shelley Jackson is an author living in New York and part of an informal mafia club that was recently profiled in the New York Observer.
It kind of vents feelings that are pent up in ordinary life and that get buried under a level of civility. It feels like something's happened when you finish. And maybe that's part of the pleasure of it. You don't normally get to face that moment when everything that you've tried to persuade the world of just kind of crumbles and you're revealed as a cheat.
Most Mafia fans I spoke with said that's what appeals to them about the game. It feels like a real confrontation, but because it's a game, you know it's safe. Dr. Mark Levy teaches at the San Francisco Psychoanalytic Institute.
This is a game that puts in a context of play the very anxieties that we struggle with daily as Americans and in America. Given the anxiety about where Al-Qaeda is, for example, amongst us, I think this game may well speak to the anxieties that people are living under today.
Although the game's origins are unclear, one account says it started in Stalinist Russia. Instead of trying to identify Mafia, players tried to unmask foreign spies. If that account is true, it would support Levy's theory.
Whatever were our feelings about safety, danger, the enemy within, whatever they were prior to 9/11, they've been heightened manyfold since then. And so this suggests to me that it has something to do with mastering the anxieties about the enemy within.
As far as 9/11 and the current climate, I think it's kind of nonsense.
Again, Mafia fan Shelley Jackson.
But I think in a more personal way, certainly the game permits us to exercise paranoia about interpersonal relations, about, well, exercise a sense that even people we know really closely have a mystery inside them, and that on some level, you'll never know completely whether you can trust someone.
Jackson says people playing Mafia generally don't flirt and make small talk the way they do at other parties.
Because when you're in the game, it could be just a way for someone to try to get you on his or her side.
Then again, as one partygoer pointed out, at least in the game, you know you're being manipulated. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.